loving life in North Yorkshire.
BBC Radio York.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Nathan Turvey. A musician from North Yorkshire who has an illness which affects her speech says she finds her voice when she's singing on stage. Anne Dunford, who's from York, says she struggles to breathe in because of a life-limiting lung condition. But she says singing with her band Mulholland involves lots of breathing out and that helps her to speak. Anne's been telling BBC Radio York about her condition.
Most people die within 3 to 5 years of diagnosis. I've had it for 5 years, so I'm doing quite well at the moment. So for the first 5 years or so, you wouldn't have known that I had anything. But last year, in 2016, I had pneumonia, and it caused a flare-up of the disease.
Kay Crudson at breakfast.
BBC Radio York.
Now then, 13 minutes past six. We have got an incredible story for you this morning. Anne Dunford from York is a singer and a performer. Brilliant. She's in a band called Mulholland. Excellent. She travels around the country. She sings on stage with the love of her life, Stan. She's a great performer, which is amazing because day to day, Anne finds it hard to breathe and struggles to talk. BBC Radio York's Aaron Renfrey has been to meet her.
I don't generally feel I'm going to run out of breath when I'm singing.
Anne Dunford lives with a terminal condition which affects her breathing.
As you can hear when I speak, I'm quite breathless. The thing is that with this disease, it limits your ability to breathe in. So singing obviously involves a lot of breathing out, and I think that's probably why it's quite a good thing.
Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis attacks her lungs, forcing her to use an oxygen tank.
Most people die within 3 to 5 years of diagnosis. I've had it for 5 years, so I'm doing quite well at the moment. So for the first 5 years or so, you wouldn't have known that I had anything. But last year, in 2016, I had pneumonia, and it caused a flare-up of the disease. For some reason, I don't know whether it's the endorphins of performing or what, but I seem to be able to sing and sing reasonably well still.
Take a breath and count to 10. Close your eyes, count again.
But she doesn't let it affect her passion, singing with her husband Stan.
We always think it's funny because we roll up with the wheelchair and we put the seats down.
And I've got oxygen on.
Yeah, and we sit down and Lord knows what people think when we act, and then we start singing. And it does, it works. It works really, really well and we get great response.
And it makes me feel better. I'm usually very tired after doing a gig, but I do feel a lot better for having sung. The thing is that with this disease, it limits your ability to breathe in. So singing obviously involves a lot of breathing out, and I think that's probably why it's quite a good thing.
But for Anne, it's not the music that keeps her going. It's her husband.
He's made it possible for me to get out and about. He's come up with practical solutions for things. I think Stan is my reason for getting out up in the morning, to be frank.
What an incredible story. Wow. Anne was diagnosed with a terminal condition and it makes it hard for her to breathe. You can hear it, can't you, in her voice when she's talking. Yet she's able to get up on stage and can sing beautifully. It's incredible. After 8 o'clock this morning, Anne and her partner Stan, well, I can't wait to meet them. They're going to be in the studio with me after 8 o'clock this morning. So one definitely not to miss. After the travel news, I'm going to be talking to someone who'll be able to tell us more about the condition that Anne suffers from and why it's so amazing that she can get up and sing. It's coming up in just a moment. 13 minutes past seven. So we've just heard Anne's incredible story. Now, Anne was diagnosed with a terminal lung condition 5 years ago. The condition that she's got makes it difficult for her to breathe. But despite that, she's still travelling around the country with a partner, singing beautifully on stage. So let's find out a little bit more about the condition. Roxanne Kaplan is from the charity Action Pulmonary Fibrosis. So, Anne, I think I'm saying this right. What is idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis?
Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis is the most common form of pulmonary fibrosis, which happens when scar tissue builds up around small air sacs in the lungs, which leads to shortness of breath, and that then makes it harder for oxygen to pass from the lungs to the body where it's needed. Now, more than 30,000 people in the UK suffer from idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and the idiopathic means that the cause is unknown, and sadly 5,000 people die every year, which is more than die from leukaemia.
Gosh, so it is quite common then? If you've got 30,000 people, it's not that uncommon, is it?
No, and unfortunately it's increasing, and again, we don't know why. And more than, as Anne said herself, more than half the people with IPF sadly die within 3 to 5 years of diagnosis.
And we don't know why, comes from.
Unfortunately, there's a great need for research, and we as a charity are investing in research at the moment to look into the causes and obviously also hopefully one day find a cure, because at the moment it's incurable.
So this story of Anne's it's incredible, isn't it? Because
it's wonderful.
She was diagnosed and she was told she was given 3 to 5 years to live. And she said herself she's had it now for 5 years, and she's still travelling the country and singing. I mean, how does that even work? She finds it hard to breathe, let alone then she's up on stage singing.
Singing seems to be good at improving people's quality of life, especially if you're living with a lung condition like this. It helps to improve people's ability to breathe because you're using your abdominal muscles more effectively when you sing. So it helps them to control their breathing and manage their symptoms better. But I've met Anne and Stan, and they're incredible people, so I'm sure it's strength of character too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can hear it in her voice that she's clearly a very positive person, because this is an awful disease.
Yes, it is. It's a really terrifying disease for people who suffer with it, and for their families, you know, carers who have to help support them. I think it's also, it takes a real toll on them. And we're really grateful to Anne, you know, big thank you. We're a small charity, so we really rely on donations and every penny counts. So I hope everybody supports her and turns out in York tonight.
What kind of support is there then for people that have got idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis?
Well, we at Action for Pulmonary Fibrosis, we support in four main ways. We support patients themselves with accurate information and access to a local support group, which is really important so that they can meet with local health professionals and also meet with other people who have this disease. Because whilst it's not common, it's also not uncommon. And so actually it just helps to reduce isolation and to meet other people and for carers to meet other people. We also educate by raising awareness of this little known disease, which is why it's great to be able to come and talk on the radio today. We also educate health professionals because the disease needs to be treated in a specialist centre, and so we need to work with doctors and nurses to make sure that they know how to refer patients with the condition and raise awareness of it. We also, as I mentioned, invest in research to understand the disease better and hopefully one day lead to a cure. And we really pride ourselves as a charity that represents the voice of the patients. So we do everything we can to campaign for their better care and treatment.
Oh, well, Roxanne, thank you for explaining it a little bit more and raising awareness of it this morning. It's lovely to talk to you. It's Roxanne Kaplan from the charity Action Pulmonary Fibrosis. I feel terrible because, honestly, I've not heard of it before I've heard Anne's story. Have you? And like she said, it's not common, but it's not uncommon. At least 30,000 people are affected by it in the UK. Incredible story. And we're going to be meeting Anne. Really looking forward to it. Anne and the love of her life, Stan. They're going to be joining me in studio after 8 o'clock this morning. We'll have a catch up with her. So it's definitely one not to miss. Now, this morning, we're hearing the incredible story of Anne Dunford. Now, she's a musician and a singer from York and travels around the country with the love of her life, Stan. She performs some beautiful songs, which we're going to hear some from in just a moment, but they join me now in studio. So it's lovely to see you, Stan and Anne. And Anne, of course, I haven't set you up on microphone. I am incredibly sorry. So while I do that, Stan, morning to you. Let me get you a microphone hand. How rude of me. There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to hear some of your music in just a minute. You perform together as Mulholland.
We do.
You do. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that makes your story, Anne, so incredible is that while you sound sensational on stage, beautiful voice, is that in everyday life you struggle to breathe, don't you, Anne?
I do.
Tell us, you were diagnosed 5 years ago. What were you diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with a lung disease called idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, which causes scarring to the lungs. And eventually it stops the lungs from absorbing oxygen. And it makes you very breathless and tired and makes day-to-day life more difficult than it should be, shall we say.
And is there a reason why you might be diagnosed with this?
No, there's the reason it's called idiopathic is because they don't know the reason why I've got it. So there's no identifiable cause for it, unfortunately.
I can hear when you talk.
Yes.
You sound incredibly breathless. Is it hard to speak?
It's not hard, but I do get breathless. More breathless, obviously, than when I'm just sitting doing nothing. And it's got worse over time. So for a long time, for about 5 years, I went along without any problems and could kind of ignore it, really. And then suddenly last year I got pneumonia and it caused a flare-up. And it's just gone kind of downhill from there. And I went from leading a fairly normal, active life to now being in a wheelchair and being on oxygen 24/7.
And the incredible part about this, Anne, is that while you are in a wheelchair, you're on oxygen 24/7, and we can hear that it's hard for you to breathe, you are still able to get on stage and perform. How does it make you feel when you sing?
Much better. I think there's a bit of endorphins when you get on stage and perform, which is helpful, and it gives you the strength and the energy to get on stage and actually do it. And they say that singing is good for the disease. It exercises the stomach muscles and your lungs. And I don't think it's a distraction as well. So I don't think about being breathless when I'm on stage. Occasionally it seeps in and I think, oh, I'm going to miss that. But by and large, I think it's, you know, it's going okay, and when I come off stage, I'm usually tired, but I always feel better for it, definitely.
With you on stage is your rock, your support, the love of your life, Stan, who's also here with us this
yes.
morning. Morning, Stan.
Morning.
What's it like singing on stage with Anne?
Well, the singing bit of it's just the same as ever, really. It's the preparation, and takes longer to organise ourselves, and we have to think about how to get to the venue, setting ourselves up on stage. We sit now rather than stand. And we were never nervous before going on stage, or hardly really. And Anne's now more anxious before she performs. And again, that's part of the drugs and the condition and things. But when we're actually doing it, then it's just as normal. It's great. And then we're just broadly just trying to get on with our life, really, aren't we? This is part of it, is singing. Yeah.
I hate to ask this question, so forgive me for asking, but do you think will there be a point where you're not able to sing anymore?
I think so, yeah. I think there'll come a point when I'm too breathless to sing and keep it in tune and sustain a performance. I'm expecting that to happen, but it hasn't happened yet. So, you know, and I kind of use oxygen when I sing, so I can always up the oxygen level. That always helps.
The fact that you sat here, Anne, with the biggest smile on your face, I think it just suggests to me that part of this, and you said it earlier when we heard you speaking to our reporter, that, you know, you were diagnosed and given 3 to 5 years to live, and it's been 5 years now.
It has, yeah.
And part of that must come from positivity and your character.
Yeah, I think you have to get on with life. And it's, you know, I can't deny I have moments when I'm in floods of tears and it's all a disaster. And I have bad days when I just can't get out of bed. But I think I'm very lucky. I've got Stan. Stan looks after me. So, you know, I think for people who have this disease and live on their own, for instance, yeah, it must be absolutely awful, because I know I can't really cook a meal. I can't do anything that involves movement. Excuse me. Makes me terribly breathless, or I start coughing, or it just drains energy like you wouldn't believe. And
it's also you lose concentration
and I can't concentrate either. Yeah. So
what's it like for you, Stan, when there's moments like that and you see your loved one in this?
It's odd, really, because it's almost like the norm. So I mean, initially, I guess there are times when it's very traumatic, I guess. But generally, it sounds heartless, but I just try to ignore it and just work through the practicalities of it rather than get, you know, overcome, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to do anything at all.
You know,
because there's times when it's just, you know, just crazier in the sense of how difficult it is to do stuff. But you get, it's amazing what you can get used to and what you can overcome and work around.
I've got used to a lower level of functioning. You know, I used to be whizzing around all over the place doing stuff, and now I don't. And it took me a long time to accept it, but I now accept it and I now operate within the parameters of what I can manage. And that just makes everything more doable, really.
And you are still getting out. I mean, you're out tonight. Tell me a little bit about what's happening.
We're running one of two fundraisers at the basement tonight. It's under the banner Tunes in Two Cities. So we've gathered together musicians from York and Hull, and we're doing one tonight at the basement. Kicks off at 8 o'clock, and one taking the same or a similar group of musicians over to Hull next Friday.
27th,
27th, to go and do the same gig over there. So tonight we've got Chris Helm, which is a bit of a coup, so we're quite thrilled about that. We've got Sam Griffiths and Bradley Blackwell, and we've got us from York, and then from Hull we've got Katie Spencer, who's absolutely fantastic. She's amazing. And Ways to Paint, who are also pretty fantastic too. So that's Adam Brody and Wes Finch. So they're all going to perform tonight from 8 o'clock at the basement.
And Stan, this is to raise money.
The two charities who helped support the research sufferers of the disease, and also get money for research. So it's Action for Pulmonary Fibrosis, who you were talking to early on today, and also the Pulmonary Fibrosis Trust. So all the money from the tickets and we raise them tonight will go to the charities.
Yeah, we've managed to get sponsorship for both nights.
Yeah.
So all the costs are covered.
Brilliant.
So everything is profit.
So yeah, every additional person who comes and pays on the door, money goes to the charity.
I'm so thrilled to have met you this morning. I can't thank you enough for coming in.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best for tonight and for next week as well. And there are still tickets.
Please come along. Ignore the rain.
Yes.
Well, what better way to spend the evening than
Absolutely.
Inside with some
really excellent music.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Music not dissimilar to this. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
My wasted heart keeps trembling. Empty roads and endless miles.
That's Anne and Stan performing as Mulholland. An incredible story, and if you can, then please do support them. They're going to be at the basement tonight in York. Thank you so much for coming in.